Edwin's contacts abroad gave him a confidence boost. He spent hours chatting with people from all over the world about ways to hack websites. Edwin often mocked normal life and Western society. He denounced materialism and superficial concerns, but most of all, they talked about hacking. Duan bragged about some of the places he'd been. To them, it was all a prank, getting in and out just to prove they could bypass a site's security. They never stole. All they wanted was to look. In December 2011, when he was 17, Edwin had an online exchange with Fed, who showed him an exploit. An exploit is a piece of code that takes advantage of vulnerabilities in a network's security to gain entry somewhere, like a key that opens old locks. Computer networks, especially at large organizations, rely on lots of different software. All software has one or two holes, some known, others still undiscovered. Whenever software makers discover such a vulnerability, they quickly take steps to create a patch and provide an update. Hackers, meanwhile, are snooping around for those very same weaknesses and working just as quickly to make a key, an exploit, to get inside. Edwin was trawling the internet and scanning networks to see who might be using software with a known hole. In this case, it was HP Data Protector. He searched sites manually, using Google, entering Data Protector as the search term alongside a specific web or IP address. In early December 2011, Edwin struck gold. He found a university in Norway, NTNU, that was using the software and hadn't yet installed the update containing the patch. Edwin grabbed his exploit, executed it, and he was inside. Looking around the university's network, he discovered he had 6 computer servers at his command. On a roll, Edwin next gained control of a supercomputer at the University of Tromsø. He nosed around for a while and then installed a backdoor. Now he could access the university's computer server remotely whenever he wanted to. Edwin pulled off his stunt without a hitch and earned himself hacker cred with his new friends. Duan responded to Edwin's feat with enthused fist pumps and exclamations of "lol" and "OMG." This only whetted Edwin's appetite. He went in search of new targets in other countries. His next victim was the University of Twente in the Netherlands. Then a website in Iceland, and after that a university in Japan. He was unstoppable. As long as he took care to connect to a VPN server in Russia first, he left no tracks to follow.